Proclamation number 8656, dated the October 26, 1963. God carries out his plan of salvation. You will never be able to prevent me from implementing my eternal plan of salvation. I have indeed said that you will be able to avert much from yourselves through heartfelt prayer. But my plan of salvation is based on humanity's will, which I recognized from the start, and thus was also able to appoint the appropriate times when the great transformations will take place, and I will indeed adhere to these times. Due to his heartfelt prayer, I can certainly avert occurrences from every individual person. I can guide every individual in a way that he will not be affected by the events which I allow to befall people if I want to achieve my purpose, to continue the process of return, which has come to a standstill. Yet I have always predicted exceptional events to you, and these predictions will indeed fulfill themselves, since they must fulfill themselves if the divine order is to be restored again. And I have truly known throughout eternity at what point the divine order will no longer be observed, and have therefore always been able to refer to this time and mention the substantial upheavals which will irrevocably occur according to my announcements. But people will never believe these announcements undisputedly, for what is prophesied to them as shortly forthcoming surpasses human notions. They will certainly be able to recognize the course of world events, that a change will have to happen because people have reached the lowest point, as is clearly evidenced in their self-indulgence and an excessive craving for a good living standard, earthly commodities, honor and power. Thus they would be able to recognize by the signs of the time that these announcements have a certain justification, which they ought to take seriously, and then live their own life accordingly. But their unbelief is already too great for people to listen to such indications. They unreservedly live a purely earthly life and reject all thoughts of drastic change. And this is why humanity will be taken by surprise by a catastrophic natural event on a scale which has never been experienced on Earth before, which will end many people's lives and lead to unprecedented chaos of huge proportions and mean immense misery for people. This is the last warning sign and shall therefore be constantly proclaimed to people. My messengers shall draw people's attention to it so that they will recognize the truth when this event takes place, so that they will make good use of the last days before the soon following and for the maturity of their souls. Admittedly, they will find little or no belief, and yet I keep instructing my messengers time and again to speak up wherever possible. People don't want to be disturbed in their lifts of pleasure, but they will get a sudden shock, and the forthcoming event can mean the end for any individual person, and he will not be able to take his material possessions across with him. And this is what he shall always bear in mind. For even if he is usually not willing to believe, he nevertheless knows that he cannot prolong his physical life by even one day, because the hour of his death is predetermined, and he knows that one day his end will come, and that this can happen at any day, that he will have to leave everything behind which amounts to the purpose of his life. And therefore he should not value earthly goods so highly, but procure himself possessions for eternity. And he would only be acting intelligently, whereas a purely earthly life is no sign of prudence but only a test to confused thinking. My plan of eternity, however, will be carried out, and the day I have set for myself will be adhered to, because the human generation no longer fulfills its earthly task and will therefore be devoured by the earth, with the exception of those who have recognized me, who believe in me and remain loyal to me until the end. For the earth must continue to serve its purpose as a place of education for the spiritual substances which are on the path of return to me. And this is why the great work of transformation cannot be omitted, and everything has come to pass as I always predicted. Because I don't leave people without warning and offer everyone still enough opportunities to find me and seek union with me in faith and love. And truly, these shall still be saved before the end. I will call them back earlier so that they will not run the risk of descending completely, but they can still mature in the beyond. Or I will remove them from the earth at the end and take them to a place of peace, because they are intended to populate the new earth again as the root of the new human generation. You humans should believe what I announce to you time and again, for there is not much time left, and everyone of good will can still be saved, so that he will not meet the dreadful fate of a new banishment. Amen.